Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Café Theatre.
This story was performed by Jennifer Percy Edwards
in December 2010
as part of our third birthday celebration.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth and fifth grade. And with fifth grade came a lot of other beginnings. There came the beginning of double-digit ages. I was a decade old, which was a great thing to announce to all of your friends. It wasn't just 10, it was a decade. You felt important. It also brought the beginning of first major crushes. No more third grade crushes and fourth grade crushes. No real crushes. I'm talking about Jeremy Capps. Jeremy Capps, who I flirted incessantly with by calling him by my nickname that I made up with him, which was really clever. Germany Bottle Caps. It actually isn't clever looking back on it, but back then I thought it was clever, especially because Jeremy laughed at it. The beginnings of worst mortal enemies. Here I'm talking about Amy Van Meter. Amy Van Meter lived up to her name. She looked a bit like Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie, the blonde ringlets and everything, and she would kick me under the table in the cafeteria. And her grandmother was the cafeteria lady, Mrs. Avery, and Mrs. Avery would come to the table just as I had gotten fed up and kicked Amy. And then, of course, in her big Texas drawl, she'd say, "Stop hurting my Amy!" And then I was just left speechless because I was the one who got in trouble for defending myself after about 20 blows to the shin. There also came the first of things you can't live down, things that people will bring up again and again, but I'll get to that in a bit. And there was the first Halloween costumes, which weren't cute, which were something really cool. And for me, that Halloween, I got dressed up that morning as a punk girl. No particular punk girl, just a punk girl, which I was really excited to bring to my school because it was a Christian school and I was really looking forward to shocking everyone. So my mom got out the pink hairspray and sprayed my hair pink and put on some fake eyelashes. And I had an outfit that looked a bit like Cyndi Lauper, which looking back was probably a little more pop than punk, but there you go. And then she fed me breakfast. Now you think for an important day like this, my mom would give me something that every 10-year-old would love, you know, American 10-year-olds, pancakes or eggs or something to send you off on your way. No, my mom made me really soggy oatmeal, and I hated oatmeal, and overly buttered toast, and grapefruit. Who gives a 10-year-old grapefruit? And as I tried to force as much of it down as I could, I just thought about getting to school and looking forward to showing off my punk outfit to Jeremy Capps and seeing the look on Amy Van Meter's face when she was really jealous of it. So I got to school, and it was a particularly exciting school day aside from Halloween because it was also a day at my Christian school when they let us act out scenes. And so they divided us into groups where we could take a story from the Bible and act it out. Well, my group somehow consisted of me, Jeremy, and Amy. And we got Adam and Eve. And Jeremy was Adam, and Amy was Eve. But I was God. So I had my little torch, and I was behind my teacher's desk, saying the big booming words of God, and trying to make Amy look as stupid as possible. And we rehearsed and rehearsed it, and it was going to be great. I saw the other scenes rehearsing around the classroom, and I could tell ours was the best one, and we were going to be great, and Jeremy was going to fall in love with me, and we were going to live happily ever after, leaving the Christian school behind in the dust as we rode away on my motorcycle in my punk outfit. Except then, when we got to the part where we performed it, the smell from the hairspray in my hair drifted into my nose, and I suddenly felt the soggy oatmeal and over-buttered toast and grapefruit, and I felt my stomach beginning to churn, and Adam was saying his lines, and Eve was saying her lines, and it came to the part where I was supposed to say something with a big, booming voice, and as I opened my mouth to say something, I had to close it again, as I knew that I was going to be sick. So I, not knowing what to do, in a class full of fifth graders who are so judgmental, I stood up and I ran for the door and threw it open, and right there in front of my entire class, I puked. Grapefruit and toast and oatmeal everywhere, and I lost my godly prowess all over the tiled floor, and heard my whole class behind me say in unison, "Ew." So I did just what Adam and Eve would have done. In my embarrassment, I ran from the Garden of Eden, and I didn't look back at the sea of disgusted faces of other fifth graders and a pool of sick. I'd left my pride behind in fifth grade, and it was the beginning of a story you can't live down. Thank you.
For more stories or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.